UN's Guide Access Survey Results 2025, published March 2026. Welcome to the audio version of this report. To help you navigate this recording, the content is divided into the following sections. We begin with an introduction, followed by an exploration of the accessibility time tax. We will then go into detail with an accessibility time tax case study to show how these barriers impact daily life. We then focus on disabled access information, covering travel and transport, accessible and changing places toilets. We will then move toward the conclusion and provide details on how to get involved with our work. Following these summaries, the full results of the report will be read in their entirety. Introduction. Access is not a luxury, it is a fundamental right. For over a decade, UN's Guide, the Disabled Access Charity, has listened to and amplified the voices of disabled people, their families, and carers. The 2025 UN's Guide Access Survey, supported by the Motability Scheme, remains the UK's largest and most comprehensive look at the access barriers that still exist in our society. Over 4,400 people shared their experiences in the most recent access survey. The data is clear. While awareness may be growing, the day-to-day reality for many remains one of exclusion and frustration. 80% of respondents said a lack of disabled access has directly affected their goals, plans, or aspirations. 50% do not feel confident visiting new places due to accessibility concerns, and only 13% feel confident. 80% have experienced a disappointing trip or had to change plans because of poor accessibility. The accessibility time tax, new for the 2025 report, is the quantification of the accessibility time tax. The data reveals that accessibility is about more than the physical ramps or accessible toilets. It is also about the time and energy spent researching even the simplest of outings. 70% of disabled people spend extra time on tasks that non-disabled people do not. 53% of respondents spend 1 to 5 hours every week just making sure their access needs are met. And a further 12% are spending 6 to 20 hours a week in extra time because of poor access, making sure their access needs are met or due to a lack of support. 83% say this extra time leads to increased stress or anxiety, and 55% feel excluded or left behind as a result. This year's survey quantifies the hidden labor required to navigate an inaccessible world. 70% of disabled people spend extra time on tasks that non-disabled people do not, such as researching a venue's layout or arranging assistance. For 53% of respondents, this equates to 1 to 5 hours every single week, hours lost to simply planning to leave the house. And more than 1 in 10 disabled people are spending 6 to 20 hours every week in this time tax deficit. One solution is to digitize processes. Enabling online booking for accessible tickets and services was a move requested by 72% of respondents. But this is not just a logistical hurdle, it is an emotional one. 83% of those affected report increased stress and anxiety, while 56% feel excluded or left behind. 85% said clear and accurate disabled access information would help to reduce the extra time spent on these tasks. The message for 2026 is clear. The current state of accessibility is not just failing to include disabled people, it is stealing time, confidence, and independence. Case study: accessibility time tax. What people don't realize is that this planning is not a single linear process. It is a series of research layers, each dependent on the last. I cannot book a hotel until I know it has an accessible room with the right specifications. I cannot confirm the hotel until I know the nearest accessible tube station. I cannot plan the tube journey until I know whether the lifts are working. So I have to build contingency plans into contingency plans. It is tiring, frustrating, and sometimes I just give up and decide not to go if it all gets too hard. But I want to be honest about what that phrase, "give up and decide not to go," actually costs me, because it is easy to say and hard to convey. Every time I make that decision, I am not just missing an event. I am losing something. A concert I was looking forward to. A meal out with my daughter. A trip to a museum or a gallery. These are not luxuries. They are the things that give life quality and meaning. particularly for someone who has had to give up a career they loved. Every time the accessibility time tax becomes too much, and I stay home instead, it chips away at that sense of self. It reinforces a feeling that the world is not designed for me, that I am an afterthought, that my participation is conditional on other people's goodwill rather than a right. The time tax is not just the hours spent planning, it is the emotional labor that surrounds every single outing before, during, and after. Sharon Doherty, Ewan's guide supporter. Disabled access information. The information gap continues to be one of the biggest hurdles faced by disabled people. Before a journey even begins, the lack of disabled access information creates anxiety that stops many from leaving the house. 72% of people spend extra time researching or checking access information before visiting somewhere new. 47% find it difficult to find access information before a visit. This rises to 57% when already out and about. Fewer than 10% said it was easy. 42% of respondents will avoid a venue entirely if they cannot find disabled access information, assuming it is inaccessible. The existence of the extra time factor is largely invisible to those who don't need it, and having this held against us is unreasonable and unfair, but it happens. Travel and transport. Access to transport is a crucial component of independence, yet for many it remains a primary barrier, with 77% of respondents believing public transport lacks accessibility. This failure has a devastating social cost. 55% of people say poor transport access negatively impacts their ability to socialize and maintain relationships. Confidence is alarmingly low across major transport modes. For example, 62% of respondents feel not confident using the underground/metro, and 52% feel the same about using the bus. I find it very draining, but I have the plan ahead all the time and try and anticipate problems and find solutions in case something happens. These are things that non-disabled people don't take into account. Accessible toilets and changing places toilets. For most people, using a toilet on a day out is so routine it barely registers. But for disabled people, a day out is often dictated by the nearest accessible toilet. The question of where or whether they will be able to go is often the deciding factor in whether they can leave the house at all. 84% of survey participants are accessible toilet users, yet they continue to face significant barriers. 76% have encountered an accessible toilet they were unable to use. 69% have avoided a destination because they knew it did not have an accessible toilet. 71% cited cleanliness and maintenance as a common problem, while 70% noted issues with access and availability, e.g., toilets being locked or out of order. 48% of changing places toilets users have avoided going somewhere specifically because of the lack of a changing places toilet. I was stuck in a disabled toilet. The red cord was broken. I had to text my son. He called the restaurant to inform them I was stuck in their toilet. I was in there for nearly 25 minutes. Conclusion. The results of the 2025 Ewan's Guide Access Survey demonstrate that while awareness may be growing, progress is stalled. Only 17% of respondents feel that overall access has improved in the last year, while nearly 20% believe it has actively worsened. The information gap is a primary driver of the accessibility time tax, with 85% of respondents stating that clear and accurate disabled access information would be the single most effective way to reduce the time cost they face. The time tax is, to most, an invisible thing that doesn't exist, but to me it's a significant burden. I have to have extra time, use up extra energy, and incur cost penalties to enjoy a reasonable life. Even close friends still do not understand how stressful it can be to go out or be spontaneous. Late changes to venues for a social function that I have been looking forward to can cause anxiety, unnecessary stress, and extra planning and cost. How to help? Ewan's guide calls on people, businesses, transport providers, and policymakers to take immediate action. Businesses, prioritize information. Make clear, accurate, easily found disabled access information standard practice. Venues and businesses can list for free on ewansguide.com, where they will reach a loyal customer base of tens of thousands of disabled people looking for great places to go. Everyone, tell your story. Share your experiences of disabled access on ewansguide.com to give disabled people the confidence to visit somewhere new and provide feedback to venues. Every minute a disabled person spends researching an accessible loo is a minute stolen from their social life, their work, or their rest. We must work towards a world where accessibility is a seamless, guaranteed part of every journey. Quotes: accessibility isn't just about ramps and toilets, it's about time and autonomy. The accessibility time tax is a heavy burden that society continues to place on disabled people. By providing clear, honest access information, venues can give disabled people their time back and gain a loyal customer base in the process. Kiki McDonald, OBE, co-founder of Ewan's Guide. The Motability Scheme is about independence and freedom, helping disabled people get to work, education, and medical appointments with confidence. But independence is not just about having a vehicle. If disabled people are losing hours every week because accessibility information is unclear or unreliable, that becomes a barrier in itself. Clear and accurate information reduces stress and gives people certainty. We are proud to support Ewan's Guide in asking for practical changes that give disabled people their time back. Lisa Thomas, Chief Marketing and Customer Officer at Motability Operations, which runs the Motability Scheme. My Motability Scheme vehicle gives me real independence. It means I can plan my day and travel with confidence. But I still have to spend time double-checking whether places are actually accessible. When access information is vague or inaccurate, it means last-minute changes, cancelled plans, and unnecessary stress. Taking accessibility seriously is about respecting disabled people's time. When it is done properly, it makes everyday life far easier. Vanessa, a Motability Scheme customer from Derby. About Ewan's Guide. Ewan's Guide is the award-winning disabled access charity best known for ewansguide.com, the disabled access review website with thousands of reviews written by disabled people for disabled people. Ewan's Guide also makes tens of thousands of accessible toilets safer through the Red Cord Card Scheme and amplifies the voices of disabled people by running the UK's largest and longest-running access survey. The charity was set up by Ewan McDonald, MBE, and his sister Kiki in 2013 as a solution to poor disabled access information. Ewan was diagnosed with motor neuron disease in 2003, and when he became a wheelchair, then power chair user, he discovered everyday activities were stressful due to a lack of disabled access information. Ewan's Guide was born. Having access to good quality disabled access information inspires confidence and removes the fear of the unknown. It breaks down the barriers of exclusion and makes it easier for disabled people to find great places to go. Ewan's Guide is on social media at Ewan's Guide. About Motability Operations, the Motability Scheme gives disabled people a lifeline, connecting thee to a life-changing independence and freedom. Throughout the scheme, disabled people receiving a qualifying disability allowance can choose to exchange their allowance for a good value, accessible vehicle lease. The scheme plays an essential role in supporting disabled people with accessing work, healthcare, education, and training, keeping them connected and improving their chances of getting a job and staying in the workforce. On average, scheme users are able to work an additional 2 days per week, and the scheme supports 34,000 jobs across the UK. The Motability Scheme negotiates with manufacturers and partners to provide users with affordability and choice. On average, the scheme is cheaper than alternative options and includes insurance, breakdown, tyres, and servicing. Full results. Introduction. 1. In order to help us provide you with the most appropriate questions in this survey, please could you tell us if you are completing this survey as a please select all that apply. A disabled person, 88%. Family member or friend of a disabled person, 13%. Unpaid or family carer, 9%. Carer or PA, 2%. Someone of retirement age, 11%. A teacher, social worker or healthcare professional, 1%. Someone else, please specify, 1%. Information on disabled access. 2. Thinking generally, before you visit a new place or destination, how easy is it to find the disabled access information you need to plan your visit? Easy, 9%. Neither easy or difficult, 38%. Difficult, 47%. Not sure, 6%. 3. Thinking generally, while you are out and about, how easy is it to find the disabled access information you need? Easy, 7%. Neither easy or difficult, 32%. Difficult, 57%. Not sure, 4%. 4. If I cannot find disabled access information about a venue, I please select all that apply. Avoid going because I assume it is inaccessible, 42%. Phone or email the venue to check accessibility, 53%. Check Ewan's guide to see if it has been reviewed, 12%. Take a chance and go anyway, 18%. Experience of disabled access. 5. Thinking about accessibility, how confident are you about visiting new places? Confident, 13%. Neither confident or unconfident, 37%. Unconfident, 50%. 6. Have you ever experienced a disappointing trip or had to change your plans because of poor accessibility? Yes, 80%. No, 20%. 7. What are the barriers to access that you commonly find when out and about? Please select all that apply. I could not get into the venue, for example, lack of automatic doors, ramp or directions, 41%. I could not get around the venue, for example, lack of lifts, narrow corridors, too little space or poor layout, 56%. I was not able to participate in the same way as others, for example, can't take part in the activity, 45%. The environment made me uncomfortable, for example, too loud, bright or overstimulating, 28%. The facilities were not what I expected, for example, lack of hoist, faulty equipment, broken lift, 32%. There were no alternative formats to suit my requirements, for example, BSL, Braille, easy read, large text, 4%. There was no access to a toilet that suits my requirements, 41%. Staff attitudes or not getting the required assistance from staff, 34%. Staff being unsure how to work equipment, for example, such as portable ramps, hearing loops, 15%. A lack of accessible transport options to the venue, 22%. A lack of appropriate parking available, 64%. Other, please specify, 8%. 8. Do you feel the lack of disabled access has directly affected your goals, plans, or aspirations? Yes, 80%. No, 20%. 9. Has a lack of disabled access ever had a negative impact on any of the following? Please select all that apply. Your ability to travel and use transport, 65%. Accessing learning and education opportunities, 14%. Your ability to take up work and volunteering opportunities, 26%. Everyday tasks such as shopping, 61%. Accessing leisure and recreational activities, 51%. Accessing healthcare and medical services, 31%. Your ability to socialize or maintain relationships, 48%. Your general feeling of well-being or mental health, 55%. Your sense of independence or autonomy, 60%. Other, please specify, 5%. 10. In the past year, do you feel that there has been any change to overall levels of access for disabled people in the UK? Access has improved, 17%. Access has stayed the same, 51%. Access has got worse, 19%. I am unsure, 13%. Sharing information about your disabled access experiences. 12. How likely are you to share your experiences of disabled access with others? Very likely, 42%. Moderately likely, 30%. Neither likely nor unlikely, 16%. Moderately unlikely, 6%. Very unlikely, 5%. 13. When somewhere has good accessibility, do you please select all that apply? Tell the venue, 49%. Tell others about it, 66%. Make a return visit, 70%. Review it on Ewan's guide, 7%. Share it on social media, 19%. None of the above, 8%. 14. When somewhere has bad accessibility, do you please select all that apply? Tell the venue, 57%. Tell others about it, 62%. Review it on Ewan's Guide, 6%. Share it on social media, 20%. None of the above, 19%. Accessible toilets. 15. Are you or is someone you know an accessible toilet user? Yes, 84%. No, skip to next section, 16%. 16. Have you ever come across an accessible toilet that you were unable to use? Yes, 76%. No, 18%. Cannot remember, 5%. 17. What are the most common problems you encounter with accessible toilets? Please select all that apply. Layout and space, for example, not enough space, poor layout, door hanging the wrong way, difficult to get in and out. 50%. Being used as storage, for example, equipment or materials being stored, 45%. Cleanliness and maintenance, for example, dirty, poor cleaning standards, damage or disrepair, 71%. Equipment and features, for example, missing or incorrectly installed equipment, 26%. Unable to find it, for example, confusing signage, hard to find the toilet, lack of knowledge among staff, 27%. Safety concerns, for example, red emergency cord tied up or absent, no mechanism to call for help, 29%. Access and availability, for example, out of order facilities, toilet locked, someone required to open it on your behalf, 70%. Other, please specify, 15%. 18. Have you ever avoided going somewhere because you knew it did not have an accessible toilet? Yes, 69%. No, 22%. Not sure, 9%. 19. Have you ever visited somewhere and had to leave early because the accessible toilet is not as accessible as you need it to be? Yes, 59%. No, 41%. 20. Have you ever had to use an emergency cord to call for help? Yes, 8%. No, 92%. 21. How often do you see a red emergency cord that is potentially dangerous in an accessible bathroom? This could include not having an emergency cord or having a cord that has been cut too short, tied up or put out of the way so that it could not be reached by someone lying on the ground. Most days, 14%. Once a week, 11%. Once a month, 25%. Once a year, 20%. Never, 31%. 22. Have you ever found any of the following in an accessible toilet? Select all that apply. Chairs, tables, furniture, boxes, 44%. Cleaning equipment, for example, mops, buckets, wet floor signs, cleaning supplies, 78%. People, someone sleeping or living inside, 5%. Bins/waste, overflowing bins, rubbish, trash, 64%. Inappropriate waste, feces, needles, urine, blood, 33%. Bicycles/bikes/scooters, 5%. Washing appliances, washing machine, tumble dryer, 7%. Animals, dogs, cats, rodents, 1%. Kitchen items, microwave, fridge, food, 4%. Offices/desks, desks, computer equipment, 6%. Other, please specify, 10% changing places toilets. 23. Are you or a member of your family or group a changing places toilet user? Yes, 12%. No, skip to next section, 88%. 24. Do you find changing places toilets easy to find? Yes, 37%. No, 63%. 25. Do you find changing places toilets easy to access and get in? Yes, 66%. No, 34%. 26. Do you find equipment within changing places toilets is ready to use and working? Yes, 70%. No, 30%. 27. Have you ever avoided going somewhere because you knew it did not have a changing places toilet? Yes, 48%. No, 38%. Not sure, 14%. Transport. 29. What are your main modes of transport? Please select all that apply. Car, owned or leased, 91%. Car, lifts from friends or family, 19%. Bus or tram, 17%. Taxi, 18%. Train or underground, 13%. Bicycle, 1%. E-bike, 0.5%. Adapted cycle, 0.5%. wheelchair 25%, wheelchair with a power attachment 6%, power chair 15%, mobility scooter 24%, walking 12%, other, please specify, 5%. 30. How safe do you feel when travelling by the following modes of public transport? Safe, neither safe nor unsafe, not safe. Train 24%, 40%, 37%. Bus 18%, 38%, 44%. Taxi 44%, 37%, 19%. Aeroplane 37%, 38%, 35%. Underground / metro 8%, 69%, 54%. Tram 14%, 49%, 37%. Ferry / boat 29%, 47%, 24%. Uber / private hire 28%, 45%, 27%. 31. How confident do you feel when traveling by the following modes of public transport? Confident, neither confident nor unconfident. Not confident, train 22%, 31%, 47%. Bus 19%, 29%, 52%. Taxi 39%, 34%, 27%. Aeroplane 32%, 32%, 36%. Underground / metro 8%, 30%, 62%. Tram 14%, 38%, 48%. Ferry / boat 25%, 40%, 36%. Uber / private hire 26%, 37%, 37%. 32. Do you think public transport lacks accessibility? Yes, 77%. No, 8%. Not sure, 16%. 33. Has lack of disabled access on public transport negatively impacted you in any of the following ways? Please select all that apply. Commuting 32%. Going on holiday 48%. Work / training / education 17%. Socializing 55%. Accessing healthcare and medical services 32%. General everyday life 58%. Other, please specify, 10%. 34. Do you own an electric vehicle or have you ever used one? Yes, I own one, 17%. Yes, I have rented one / used one, 12%. No, go to next section, 71%. Electric vehicles. 35. In general, how accessible do you find the physical setup? For example, height of machine screens, raised plinths or pavements, dropped curbs, space to access equipment, of public electric vehicle, EV, charging points to be. Very accessible, 9%. Fairly accessible, 31%. Neither / not sure, 24%. Fairly inaccessible, 23%. Very inaccessible, 12%. 36. If you have experience of public electric vehicle charging points, have you experienced any of the following issues? Please select all that apply. Charger inaccessible due to being on a raised plinth or pavement, 23%. Screen too high or too difficult to read, 24%. Payment or card mechanism too high or too difficult to use, 24%. Size and layout of the bay not suitable for wheelchair accessible vehicles, WAVs, 22%. Size and layout of the bay not suitable for my access requirements, 23%. Fixed charging cables too heavy, not long enough, or otherwise not suitable, 35%. Surrounding pavements and environment lacking, dropped curbs, 29%. No, I have not experienced any of these issues, 36%. Other, please specify, 14%. The extra time factor. 37. Do you find yourself regularly spending extra time on things that non-disabled people might not need to? For example, arranging assistance for travel, booking tickets over the phone instead of online, or researching accessibility before visiting somewhere new? Yes, always 42%. Yes, often 28%. Sometimes 18%. Rarely 5%. Never, skip to next section, 7%. 38. On average, how much extra time do you spend each week because of poor access, making sure your access needs are met, or due to a lack of support? less than 1 hour 34%, 1 to 5 hours 53%, 6 to 10 hours 8%, 11 to 20 hours 2%, more than 20 hours 2%, other, please specify, 6%, 39. In what situations do you find yourself spending extra time? Please select all that apply. Booking assistance when sorting travel, for example, trains, flights, 58%. Extra travel time, for example, leaving early to secure a wheelchair space on the bus, assistance not turning up, not finding accessible parking bays, being last to exit an aeroplane, 66%. Having to book over the phone instead of booking online, for example, tickets, experiences, restaurants, 55%. Researching or checking access information before visiting somewhere new, for example, phoning or emailing, checking a venue's website, using review websites, 72%. Waiting for assistance that does not arrive or is delayed, for example, at stations, airports, venues, 40%. Having to change or rearrange plans at the last minute because access was not as expected, 33%. Repeating information about access requirements that should already have been noted, 44%. Arranging carer or personal assistant support, for example, coordinating times, cover, recruitment or absence, 21%. Having to prove disability, 51%. Other, please specify, 4%. 40. How does this extra time cost affect you? Please select all that apply. Increased stress or anxiety, 83%. Feeling tired or drained of energy, 69%. Having less time with family or friends, 35%. Having less time for work, 8%. Having less time for training or study, 7%. Having less time for volunteering, 8%. Having less time for leisure or hobbies, 33%. Missing opportunities, for example, events, travel, social plans, 47%. Worrying I might lose my job due to lateness/absence caused by access issues, 7%. Worrying about how others see me, for example, seeming unreliable or unprofessional, 32%. Feeling excluded or left behind, 55%. Financial costs linked to lost time, for example, missed transport, less working hours, extra childcare, 21%. I am not affected by the extra time cost, 6%. Other, please specify, 3%. 41. What would help reduce the extra time you spend compared with non-disabled people? Please select all that apply. Being able to book accessible tickets, facilities or services online, 70%. Clear and accurate disabled access information, 85%. Knowing that booked assistance, services or facilities will be in place, and as described, 67%. Staff being more aware, having better training and confident in providing support, 67%. More accessible transport options, for example, buses, trains, taxis, 53%. More accessible parking, for example, reliable blue badge spaces, drop-off points, 80%. Better coordination between services, for example, transport, venues, support staff, 42%. Better enforcement of existing rules and rights, for example, parking, transport, toilets, 66%. Other, please specify, 5%.